Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Happy Monday to you, ladies. How are you today? This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, September 23rd, 2013. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, I'll be continuing today with our theme, The Power of Focus for Business Women. Our topic today will be focusing on your business marketing. And, of course, that is a big topic for a lot of people because a lot of businesswomen out there are still confused about marketing and what marketing is all about, how they can implement the marketing, where should they even start. And so I am going to hopefully be able today to clear up a few things for you and give you maybe some more focus on marketing and the direction you should take with preparing your marketing. So this is a very, very important show. And so I want to, again, encourage you right now to go ahead and get your notepad and your pen because you definitely want to get this information today. Again, make sure you get that notepad and pen. Now, all this month, during the month of September, we have been talking about the power of focus for business women. And I'm just going to go over some of the things that we have talked about already. Perhaps you'll want to go and listen to the archive shows. But starting on the first Monday of this month, which was September 2nd, we talked about the power of clarity and focus and just how important it is for you as a businesswoman to have the clarity and focus that you need. And, of course, we talked about that the main key in all of that was that you really have to have your vision. I know we've been hearing a lot about vision lately because people are finally getting it. People are finally realizing that an instruction that God gave us so many thousands of years ago is still true today, which is, we must write it down on paper and make it plain, make it clear. So we talked about that. And then moving on to the second Monday, we talked about focusing on your business goals. And, of course, goal setting is one of my favorite topics. It's become a hobby for me because anything that can help me to move to the next level and see things happen faster, I am all for becoming a master of that particular process. And then, of course, on the third Monday, September 16th, which was last Monday, we talked about focusing on your daily operations, which is so very important for any business, but especially for a solo entrepreneur, for a woman who is paving her pathway on her own, and she doesn't necessarily have a staff as of yet. So that daily operations was very, very important. And then, of course, today we are going to be discussing focusing on your business marketing and wrapping it up on next Monday, the 31st, with focusing on your role as a businesswoman. Oh, another hot topic, I believe. So all this month has been about focus. Now, I specifically chose the theme, The Power of Focus for Businesswomen, because this is the time of year that we as businesswomen should be preparing our strategy for the new year, which is so very, very important. A lot of times I find that women procrastinate and we wait until the very last minute to try to start figuring it out. Well, that is not what it's all about, ladies. If we are truly going to be successful, if we truly desire to be successful, then we also have to desire all of the things that come along with that beforehand, which includes being proactive, proper pre-planning, and making sure that we do things on time. That is how we are going to make things happen in our business and in our personal lives. So, again, I want to just encourage you, you're going to need that notepad. You're going to need that pen today. And this is just a really good time right now before we get into the meat of the show for you to just flash over on another line and call another business associate, another woman, someone that you know needs motivation, needs encouragement. They need to hear this information about marketing. They need to know and understand how to market their business better, okay? So that's what this show is going to be about today, and I know that you are going to enjoy it. Also coming up on the show, of course, we are definitely going to be discussing the one-hour gift, and I have another great excerpt for you today from the book, The Power of Focus. We're going to be reading from page 19 of the book, How to Change Bad Habits. And I have just gotten so much out of the book, The Power of Focus, over the last few years that I have been reading it. And, of course, I was just telling someone that I have read the book for maybe I've read the book about 8 times already. And each time that I read, I go back and something sticks out at me that I need to know. And maybe in my heart I am searching for more wisdom, more guidance. And so I just love the fact that there are books out there that you just don't read them one time, but you actually go back and you can read different chapters or different areas of the book and get even more out of it years later. And that's what this book, The Power of Focus, is all about. So I definitely want to give big kudos to the three authors of the book. You may have heard their names before: Jack Canfield, Mark Victor Hansen, and Les Hewitt. You know, something dawned on me the other day as I was thinking or having deep thoughts. I realized that it's so important to share with you, the listeners, and with all businesswomen, it's so important to share the resources, and it's so important to share tools with you that I have used and that are working. And I realized that I began to realize what my whole purpose is as a success coach, as a someone who has a passion to help other women succeed as well. I realized that my whole purpose is to seek out and to search, not just in myself, but resources and other people that can help women make it happen faster, help women to be more successful. And that is exactly what I am doing. And so you're going to see that I'm going to be putting more people in front of you on the show. We've got a new format that we're working on for the new year. You're going to see and hear me talk about more incredible people that are writing books, that are bringing information to light that we can put to use. And that is what I am all about. And, of course, as I move on my journey of being a business coach, I realize that I am learning more and discovering more about myself and what my true passion is as well. And so I just wanted to share that with you because I so enjoyed the show and doing the show and talking to all of you and really just sharing from my heart things that are going to help you to be successful. So again, we're going to go over that one-hour gift, 5 questions every businesswoman should ask herself every day. And then, of course, again, we'll have the book excerpt, and we'll be focusing on your business marketing. That's going to be our hot topic for today. So, again, now is the time to click over to another line and share today's broadcast with another friend, a business associate, or a family member. Now, why do I ask you to do that? Well, of course, we're going to be receiving blessings when you do that. It's going to expose the show to more people. But I have a bigger purpose than that. And that purpose is I want to encourage you to give back. I want to encourage you to pay it forward, to bless other people. You know, we have a tendency as businesswomen sometimes to hold information back and not share it with others as though it's somehow going to decrease the effectiveness of it for ourselves. And nothing could be further from the truth. The more we share with other people, the better it's going to be for us. They're going to be appreciative. You're going to have your mind open up to better ways to use the information. So it's really, really going to help you. So I want you to understand that I not only thank you for the blessing of sharing the show with other businesswomen, but I also thank you for the blessing of, you know, just being a listener on the show, and literally, I thank you for implementing the things that you hear, because, again, it helps me to meet my goal of helping you to be more successful. So, again, I want to give out the show number. It is 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. And for those of you that have just tuned in, thank you for listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm Trina Newby, your host and your success coach. Well, today's show is really going to be all about you, the businesswoman, participating as well. So a little bit later on in the show, I'm going to ask you to participate, and when you're asked, just go ahead and press star one, because what I'm going to be needing to know is, what specifically do you not understand about marketing, or what specific marketing questions do you have? I'm going to be covering some great information today, and certainly today's show is more of a teleclass, more of a learning tool than we normally do, but I want to get this word out there about marketing. It's something that I am noticing that businesswomen are not understanding. And I believe when you have a really solid marketing foundation, it will allow you to attract more people. So we're going to get to that. But I want you right now to just go ahead and get rid of your shyness, get rid of the fear of pressing star one on the phone, because I'm going to need every one of you that are on the show today, I'm going to need you to ask those questions and to let me know what areas of marketing you're having issues with, okay? So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead right now and cover the first order of our show today, which is the one-hour gift, okay? So the one-hour gift is all about five questions that every businesswoman should ask herself every single day. Now, I came up with this process because I wanted and I desired to really zone in, to focus more on what it was that I needed to see happen at the end of the week. And so I came up with these questions. I discovered that they greatly helped me. They helped me to increase my income, helped me to reach out to people more, helped me to follow up. And so I said, you know, if this is helping me like this, perhaps this will help other businesswomen. So that's why I came up with the one-hour gift. So here is the first question. What results would I like to see in my life and my business today? You know, this question is so deep, but sometimes you just have to break away and you have to just go somewhere and sit down and be quiet. Close your eyes and just say, what results would I like to see in my life and business today? What would I like to experience, okay? Think about something that would bring you joy, something that would give you that warm, fuzzy feeling as a result of you accomplishing it for the day, something for your life, and then, of course, something for your business. Sometimes if you feel that you can't answer the question or you don't have enough clarity, then often it's because you perhaps have not created your vision. You have not developed it. And so if that's the case, you definitely are going to have to get on your schedule to look at your vision. And if you're not used to visioning, it's very important not to overwhelm yourself with just trying to figure out where you're going this next 5 or 10 years. Look, just back it up to 6 months, okay? Where am I going the next 6 months? What would I like to experience? Because sometimes having that overview of what you would like to experience within a time frame will help you to back it up and divide it up into, you know, into months, into weeks, and it will help you to then know on a daily basis what you should be doing. Let's move on to question number two. Have I reviewed my calendar and schedule today? So very important. This morning when I woke up, it was very, very important for me to go ahead and review my calendar and schedule because I was tired. I went to a phenomenal conference this past weekend, and I didn't have a whole lot of time to do certain things that I normally do on Mondays before the show. So it was important that I look at my calendar. And looking at my calendar, it helped. It eased my mind right away. It helped me to clarify things. And it will do the same for you. Number three, are my business activities on the schedule contributing to my goals for the week? Now, ladies, this is really big. We all know that women are huge multitaskers and we are all over the place, and sometimes we do not pay attention to what's most important. You can have your calendar, your schedule packed full of to-do items, right, and meetings and different things, but can you believe that, or would you believe that many of those things may not even be pertaining to what it is you want to accomplish for the week? See, this is why it's so important to make sure that whatever your goals are for the week and whatever the to-do items are, that's priority. That's what should be on your calendar. Let's move on to number four in the one-hour gift, five questions to ask yourself daily. Number four is, who do I need to follow up with today? Again, who do I need to follow up with today? You know, we all, as businesswomen, have someone or something that we need to follow up with. Well, I am a fervent believer that if you say you don't have anybody to follow up with today, you're not doing your job as CEO of your company and going out and seeking people to follow up with, right? So that's very, very important. So, again, keep in mind that most of us who are listeners of the show, most of you are micro-business owners. You're solo. You're running it by yourself. Keep in mind that when you're on a budget, you know, talking to 3 to 5 new people that you don't know every single day or figuring out how to do that can really do some incredible things for your business. And last but not least, number five, what results have I seen in my marketing? Well, that is a huge question, and today we really are going to be talking about focusing on your business marketing. So this is something that I know you are truly going to enjoy. So again, this last question in the one-hour gift, what results have I seen in my marketing, I'm going to hold off on making any comments on this particular question today because we are going into this topic a little bit later in the show. At this time, I want to go ahead and read an excerpt from the book, The Power of Focus. And by the way, we finally got the books, The Power of Focus, in. So those of you who have won books, they will be mailed out to you this week. So get excited and start looking in the mail in a couple of days. Again, this book is all about how to hit your business, personal, and financial targets with absolute certainty, and the authors have done an excellent job in really breaking everything down and getting to the crux of really what we need to do to focus. On page 19 of the book, How to Change Bad Habits, the authors say, as mentioned before, successful people have developed successful habits. Learn to observe what those habits really are. Study successful people. As well-known business philosopher Jim Rohn says, they leave clues. What if you were to interview one successful person each month? Take him or her out to breakfast or lunch and ask lots of good questions about their disciplines, routines, and habits. What do they read? What clubs and associations do they belong to? How do they schedule their time? You know, if you listen well, the authors say, and take good notes, you'll have a wealth of powerful ideas in a very short time. And if your request is sincere, truly successful people are happy to share their ideas. They enjoy the opportunity to be a coach to people who are genuinely interested in improving their lives. Very, very important. Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen had this to say. They said, when we finished writing the first Chicken Soup for the Soul book, We asked all of the best-selling authors we knew, Barbara DeAngelis, John Gray, Ken Blanchard, Harvey McKay, Harold Bloomfield, Wayne Dyer, and Scott Peck, what specific strategies would be required to assure that our book would become a bestseller. All of these people were generous with their ideas and their insights. We did everything we were told. We made a habit of doing a minimum of one radio interview a day, 7 days a week for 2 years. We retained our own publicist. We sent out 5 books a day to reviewers and other potential opinion molders. We gave newspapers and magazines free reprint rights to our stories. We offered motivational seminars to all of the people responsible for selling our books. In short, we asked what our best-selling habits should be, and we put them into action. As a result, we have sold 50 million books to date worldwide. Wow. Now, I want you to pay attention to something if you didn't catch on already. If you'll notice, everything that they have just shared in their testimonial, if you are interested in writing a book, you just literally heard what Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen did to make Chicken Soup for the Soul a million-dollar bestseller. So take that to heart. The authors go on to say that the trouble is most people won't ask. Instead, they come up with all sorts of excuses. They're too busy, or they rationalize that successful people wouldn't have time for them. And how do you find these people anyway? Successful people aren't standing on every street corner waiting to be interviewed. That's right. Remember, it's a study. That means you need to be resourceful and come up with ways to find where these successful people work, live, eat, and hang out. Make it a game. Have fun. It's worth it. So I want to just insert my own comments in here because I have interviewed successful people before. What I want to say is you don't have to always, you know, try to sign out the phone number for Oprah and call Oprah. Ladies, let me tell you something. Right where you are in your own city, in your own area, there are very, very successful men and women that you can interview to find out how they are doing things. Perhaps they're not a millionaire, but they might be a thousandaire, okay? Perhaps they're bringing in thousands per month or hundreds of thousands per year, and you want to sit down and talk with them. And I think it's important for you to realize that because sometimes we can devalue or discount the importance of people that are already all around us. I'm not saying that you shouldn't aspire to talk to what we would consider celebrities, successful celebrities, or people who have gained celebrity status because of their huge success. I'm just saying that pay attention to the others that are around you because they have great things that they can contribute to you also. Getting back to the book, the authors go on to say, here's another way to study successful people. Read their autobiographies and their biographies. There are hundreds of them. These are wonderful true stories packed with ideas, and the books are in your local libraries and bookstores. Read one every month, and you'll gain more insights in a year than many university courses can offer. Again, I always say that if you read 10 books, okay, published by 10 authors who have 10 years of experience, that's 100 years of experience and wisdom that you can absorb. How incredible is that? Going back, the authors say, also, be alert to special television documentaries that feature successful people. Another habit the three of us have developed is listening to motivational and educational audio tapes when we are driving, walking, or exercising. If you listen to an audio tape for 30 minutes each day, 5 days a week, in 10 years, you'll have been exposed to over 1,300 hours of new and useful information. This is a habit that almost all of the successful people we know have developed. So it's important for us to pay attention to this very thing because all of you who are listening on the show today want to be successful. So I want to encourage all of you, to seek out successful people who can add and can contribute in your life. And I certainly hope that you realize that here at Successful Woman Radio, that is exactly what we would like to do. And again, that was a book excerpt from The Power of Focus by Jack Canfield, Mark Victor Hansen, and Les Hewitt, How to Change Bad Habits. And again, that started on page 19. Well, at this time, I have two books that I am going to be giving out as a prize for the first two callers that pressed star one. Again, for the first two callers that pressed star one on their phone. I'm going to be giving out a copy of the book. And so I see that we have someone already, caller, whose phone number is, the last four of their phone number is 9642. Caller, you are live on the air, and if you would give us your name and your city you're calling from. Caller, you're live. Okay, well, we're going to move on. Caller whose last four of their phone number is 6045, you're live on the air. Give us your name and the city you're calling from. Caller, you are live on the air.
Hi, my name is Zena Moore.
Hi,
my name is Zena Moore, and I'm calling from El Segundo, California.
Wonderful. And is this your first time on the show?
No, about my third time.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. And how are you liking this topic on the power of focus if you've been listening over the last few weeks?
Much needed, much needed. As you stated, us women, we multitask quite a bit, and sometimes the things that are most important to us slip between the cracks.
Absolutely.
So just having a book in this type of forum is so beneficial in so many different ways. It's inspiring, first of all, and I thank goodness for people like you who are motivating and inspiring and would like to see other people succeed. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. Oh, not a problem. And could you just spell out your first name for me, please?
It's Zena, Z-I-N-A.
Okay, thank you, Zena. Well, someone will be calling you after the show to get your mailing address so that we can get this copy of The Power of Focus to you. And thank you so much for being a listener
awesome.
On the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Wonderful. The next caller that we have is the last four, 6202. Caller, you're live on the air. Go ahead with your first name and the city you're calling from.
Hi, my first name is Noreen. I'm calling from East Providence, Rhode Island.
Oh, wonderful. How are you today, Noreen?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Noreen, is this your first time listening to the show?
No, like Zena, this is about my third time. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So you have been listening to our theme this month, The Power of Focus. What do you think about that? Do we need to focus more as women? Do you feel like you get off track from time to time and you need more focus for your business and yourself?
Absolutely. And, you know, I use this call to sort of focus. I get so much information in my inbox, and I get all these opportunities to go on calls and teleclasses and groups and all that. But I really like this format, and I like that we interact live, and it does help me focus. The topics remind, sometimes I learn, I always learn something new, but it always
Wonderful.
Reminds me something that I need to do.
Absolutely. And, you know, other people have told me that, too, that the show does help them to focus. And that's why we have the show on Monday, so that you have enough time for the rest of your week to just move in and do some of the things that you need to get done. Well, Noreen, you are a winner of The Power of Focus, and I or one of my reps will be calling you after the show so that we can get the information to you, okay?
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And, of course, I just want to thank both Zena and Noreen for just really stepping up to the plate and claiming a copy of that book, because it is going to change your life. If you implement a lot of the strategies that are in the book, you are going to see some incredible results. At this time, I want to remind all of you who are listening, because you still have time, we have an incredible teleclass coming up this Wednesday during the Women About Biz Lunch and Learn teleclass. It's Goal Setting 101, and again, Goal Setting 101. And the teleclass will begin this Wednesday, September 25th, from 12 noon to 1:30 p.m. It's an extra 30 minutes because this is just a powerful teleclass. Now, this is a free teleclass, and so, you know, again, if you think you already know enough you need to know about goal setting, well, then it's nothing that I can teach you, right? But if you're trying to make it happen for yourself and you believe in the wisdom of others, then you need to register for Goal Setting 101. You can go to Women About Biz, that's B-I-Z as in zebra, .com, and you can click on events in the top right menu bar, and from there you should see easily how to go and register for the teleclass. So I'm going to be sharing with you on Wednesday how to create a goal-setting system that supports your vision, how long and short-term goals work together, literally how to set those milestones and deadlines, and how action tasks are the secret to accomplishing your goals. And I'm going to be sharing many other things that I do with goal setting to really manifest my dreams. And trust me, I am so excited about this, because even this year I have learned even more techniques to add on to goal setting that have really catapulted me to a whole nother level of business, and I want to share that with you, ladies. So again, I want to encourage you, okay, encourage you to register for Goal Setting 101. Take advantage of the blessing of the gift that I'm giving to you. And again, I want to thank all of you who have registered thus far. We're going to definitely have a packed class. We have more than 75 people that are going to be a part of that teleclass. Well, ladies, we have come to the time that it's now to really just get down with it on our hot topic for today. And what is that hot topic? Focusing on your business marketing. Again, focusing on your business marketing. And one of the things I want to say before I even get started with this portion of the topic on the show today is I need your help in letting me know when I ask you for questions. I need your help in pressing star one and just participating in the show and letting me know what are you confused about with marketing? What problems are you having? Because I am learning that micro business owners, women who are micro business owners, that's pretty much all of us. Anybody making under $500,000 a year is a micro business owner. I'm learning that many of us have problems with marketing, whether it's not enough money to market with or confusion about the target audience. Many have problems. Now, I won't be able to cover everything that I would like to cover about marketing your business. So what I have done is I have chosen some of the highlights that I feel that you really need to be thinking about right away. Okay, so here goes. Now, advertising, brochures, business cards, flyers, social networking, and websites, to name a few, they really are all good marketing techniques that are needed and very valid, you know, in the business world today. Now, it will take, however, more than just these techniques to effectively market your business. You know, it really is very frustrating, I'm sure, for many of you, to have a passion for your business and yet you are not making the money you need to generate income for yourself. But the key to it, and I really need for you guys to get this, because sometimes the most simple of things are really the most complex. So get this. The key to making money in business, hands down, okay, hands down, is marketing. Now, there are some other things that are right important with that, okay, such as really understanding how to function in your CEO role, and we're going to be talking about that and wrapping up to, this month's theme with that on next Monday. But for right now, you need to know that marketing is really right up there at the glass ceiling that's broken through it. It is the primary thing that is going to generate income for your business. And if there's any one thing that you should be focusing on the most for your business, okay, marketing is definitely one of them. It's like right up there at number one, okay? Very, very, very important. Now, with that said, I would like to go ahead and define what marketing is. Marketing is a system of strategies, techniques, and methods used to pique the interest and attract your target customer or client. So, in other words, marketing is all about attracting your target customer, your target audience. That's what marketing is. And marketing is a combination of systems. There's not just one thing that you do to market. It's a combination of things that you do, okay? So if you are utilizing, for example, social networking to market your business, that's just one form of marketing. So what you need to understand is that no one has really ever been totally successful in marketing just using one concept, one method, okay? You must diversify, and I believe, especially as micro business owners, that you have to use 3 to 5 methods consistently to market. So hopefully all of you who are listening on the show today, you're really understanding that marketing is a system of strategies, techniques, and methods, and that you must use more than one of those methods, okay, in order to effectively market your business. Now, when others are attracted as a result of your marketing, here's what you'll experience. Incoming phone calls or emails inquiring about your products or services. Opportunities will open up from others hearing about you, and you will have direct purchasing of your products, whether it's offline, people calling you saying, I want to order a certain product or I would like to retain your service, or online, people purchasing directly from a link that you have gotten people to be attracted to from whether it's social networking, advertising online, or forums or blogs. So, again, you're going to get positive results. That's how you know your marketing is working. You're getting positive results. And the other thing I want you to be very clear on, now that you hopefully are clear on the fact that marketing is number one when it comes to where you should be focused at for your business, the next thing you need to understand is that marketing brings the customer to your door, gets them to knock on your door. Okay? Now, that's where marketing stops. That's exactly where it stops. Sales, because a lot of people confuse marketing and sales and think they're one and the same, but they are not. So, again, marketing gets people to come all the way up to your door, knock on your door, and then marketing stops at that point. Now, once you open the door, meaning you've answered the phone, you've answered the email, you're talking to the person, corresponding in some way. Once you open the door, now the sales process begins, and you, the businesswoman, you, the owner of your company, now must have a sales strategy to close the prospect that's knocked on your door. Okay, so don't get it confused. Don't think that marketing is what is supposed to bring you immediate income. Marketing basically brings the prospect to the door, and then you still are the person that generates the sale. Okay, it's still the same thing even if you have an online store. You're bringing the person all the way to your website, and then your website calls the person to action. It's the same thing on or offline, and that's very important to understand. Okay, so as a result, it's important for you to realize that marketing has to continue on 24/7. Marketing cannot stop. stop. It doesn't have time for you to go and service one customer and then stop doing marketing for all of the other potential customers. It means that as the CEO of your company, it's your responsibility to figure out how to keep marketing working all the time. Very, very important. So with that said, ladies, let's move on to one of the number one things that stop women in their tracks with really marketing their business. Let's talk about the money factor. All forms of marketing are going to cost money, whether you are attending a networking meeting, a social networking online, taking a prospective client out to lunch, marketing materials design, a printed, or you want to place an ad online or in a publication. All of it requires money. And one of the misconceptions that a lot of business women have is that if I social network online, or if I hand out a brochure, or if I go to a networking event, I won't have to invest any money, because to me these should all be free forms of marketing. And I'm here to say to you that nothing is free, not really, in marketing, okay? Because even if you drive your car to a restaurant to meet somebody to talk about your business, you've spent money on gas, you're going to have to spend money on your lunch. Hopefully, if you're talking to the other person about being a prospective customer, you're going to buy them lunch. So all of that is a part of your marketing expenses, and you need to really, really understand that. And from the heart, ladies, from the heart, I just really want to say, as women, we have got to stop expecting everything for free. Now, while I believe that there is power in free for us to use that to market and attract other people, I think at a certain point, we have got to know when to start paying for some of the things that we need for our business. Okay? Everything is not going to be free, and so it is with marketing your business. You've got to develop a budget for your marketing. So what do you do when you don't have all the money that you need for your marketing? What do you do? Well, we're going to be talking about that in just a few minutes. Right now, what I want you to do, if I want you to press star 1 on your phone keypad, I want to know, what are you confused about marketing? Or what seems to be the problem, do you think, for yourself? What questions do you have? What's puzzling you about this incredible process that can generate thousands and even millions for us if we do it correctly? So press star 1 on your phone keypad at this time. Open up with us. Let us hear what's going on with you so that I can perhaps address that. Again, press star 1 on your phone keypad. Now, we have quite a few people on the call today, so I don't see any star 1s as of yet. I see one person that's just pressed star 1. I'm hoping that some of you will also break out of the shell and press star 1 on your phone keypad. Well, whoever pressed star 1, I just saw someone press star 1, and then I think they reneged, but go ahead and press star 1 again for me. If your area code begins with 310, I think you had pressed star 1. Go ahead and do that. Otherwise, I'm going to just move on with the information, but hopefully you ladies will let me know what's confusing for you about marketing, okay? I'm going to go ahead and answer a few of your – I see that we have our callers pushing their star 1s now. Caller whose last 4 is 4430. Caller whose last 4 is 4430. You're live. Give us the name, your city, and then go ahead with your question.
This is Faith White, and I'm in Stone Mountain, Trina. And so I guess the biggest – hi. I guess the biggest thing for me actually is the question I could ask, should you set a dedicated day or time that you come to do your marketing? Because sometimes, I don't even do it at all. So is it better to actually say, especially being a one, you're running your business on your own right now, how do you schedule you know, time to be able to do it? Should you take a day each week and do it, or should you set aside a certain amount of time each day?
Okay. Well, what I would recommend, and Faith, I happen to know that you own a concierge service. So one of the things I would recommend is that when we are solo entrepreneurs, one of the things that's very important is that we have to learn to automate our marketing. When the budget is extremely low, automation is going to be your best friend. So with automation, you can set your marketing campaigns up literally for the month to run without you doing anything else from an online perspective. Okay, so that's just one method. So what I would recommend to you, Faith, first of all, is to look at how you can better automate your marketing process with your e-newsletters, with special discounts and coupons, with attracting current customers with new services. I would look at that. That's very, very important. And then look at the tools you'll need to automate the process. The next thing that I think is going to be very, very important for you as well is that you have to ask yourself, what can I do on a live basis to get more people to know about what it is that I do? You're a concierge service, and people are looking for a lot of different things, but one of the things that really expresses what a concierge service does is how to become a better organized business. And you can become a better organized business by using a concierge service. So with that said, I think if you develop some speaking topics around becoming an organized business, the power in using a concierge service, and then look for organizations that you can speak with on that topic, it's going to put you in front of a whole new audience of people. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Now, as far as a better time of day, marketing your company depends on when the majority of your target audience is available. Okay? For some companies, it's best to call people in the evening and talk with people in the evening. For some companies, if your target audience is more the corporate world, then you know the 9-to-5 time frame is better, right? And Mondays are not always the best days to connect with people. And Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays seem to be the best overall in a general consensus for the marketing world. Okay? Did that help
you? Yes, it did. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are so welcome, Faith. Next, I see that we have a caller who has line 6202. Caller with line 6202. You are live on the air. Did you have a question? Yes.
I do have sort of a question. It's not really a question, but my challenge is I'm in the startup phase, and I'm aware of a lot of different marketing, like you say, strategies, techniques, and methods that I can use. But the challenge for me is going to be my market is sort of hidden, so I'm having to spend a lot of time, quote-unquote, hanging out places to uncover the people who I'm targeting in my market.
Okay, now this is Noreen, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Noreen, I'm sorry. Could you repeat? I'm sorry, you were a little bit muggled there. So if you're speaking on a speakerphone or anything, or get closer to your receiver. Now, you said that you were saying that you have to normally hang out and look or observe the people that you're looking for. Give us, who do you think your target market is?
I'm working with chronically ill entrepreneurs.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. Even online, you can go to sites where, and women. You can go to places where women entrepreneurs hang out, but you have to spend time there to sort of find out who's.
Gotcha. I got what you're saying. Okay. So, well, first of all, congratulations for probably cornering a niche that's probably in great need, because there are a lot of chronically ill women who are dealing with severe illnesses, but because they are disabled or because they're not able to get out, they're having to still bring in some kind of income, so they have become entrepreneurs. The first thing I would say to you is that probably going on women's forums or hanging out in areas where you would think entrepreneurial women hang out at is probably a secondary place for you. I would say that the first thing that you have got to do is you have got to let a larger audience know who you are and what you do. So that means that you should consider doing some press releases, because this is a really good news story. I'm going to tell you right now, and I don't know if we have any PR people listening on the phone, but this is a really good PR story, because this is a very unique niche that you're in supporting chronically ill entrepreneurs. So a press release would probably go very, very far for you. So that's one marketing method that I definitely would encourage you to use. The other thing that I would encourage you to do is to make a list of the doctors that are specialists that might treat chronically ill people, like oncologists for cancer, rheumatologists for rheumatoid arthritis, chiropractors, because you want to try to reach out. You want to create a really nicely designed brochure, and you want to try and reach out to those people at places that they go to. So you're right, you have to get to where they are. But I think there's a more constructive way to do it. Better yet, you want to get to the people that provide services to them every day. And that is going to be the doctors, the caretakers, the workers, what have you. You've got to figure out ways, right, to get to those individuals. So, again, a really good brochure that you're able to partner with doctors' offices and leaving information in the patient lobby. Also, again, a good press release, I think, is very, very important. And I think trying to get looking on Blog Talk Radio and searching for shows that deal with specific health issues, and trying to get interviews on those shows to let people know that you specialize in helping people who are chronically ill to start their businesses or to grow their businesses. So I think that's very, very important. Did that information help you, Noreen?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Okay,
that's
wonderful. Thank you so very, very much, okay? I want to thank Noreen, and I want to thank Faith for asking those very, very important questions. Let's talk about what are the main priorities of business marketing. Well, here are your main priorities for business marketing. Being clear on your products and our services is key. Here's what I've learned, and it's so funny because I can't tell y'all how many times I've talked to people and forgot all about what I offer, okay? Being clear on your products and services is key, because sometimes you'll be talking to someone, and if you don't know the main points of why your product is good or why your service is beneficial, then you will lose the customer right then and there. So you've got to be clear on it yourself. And let me just say this, being clear on it doesn't mean just writing out a simple sentence. It means be clear on it from the standpoint of what the customer needs to hear, not what you want to say. Next, it's important for you to identify your target market. That's very, very important. The next thing you need to understand in the main priorities of business marketing is that you need to find ways to attract your target market to what you have to offer. There are so many different ways. So this is where really observing your competitors come in at, because if you see competitors that are doing well with what you want to do, don't try to reinvent the wheel. Try to learn. Learn from it. And then once you learn, then look at how you can put your own stamp on it. How can you make it better, okay? Also, it's important for you in looking at the main priorities of your business marketing to develop your marketing strategy beforehand. I want to just quickly stop right here and say to all of you who are listening, listen, ladies, if you are piecemealing your marketing, that means, oh, I need to do something for marketing, so I guess I'll print some flyers. That's not going to work, okay? Again, do you remember in the beginning when I defined marketing and I said marketing is a system? Well, you have to develop that system, and that system, all a part of making that system work, is a strategy. Now, what is the strategy? What should it include? Well, the strategy kind of outlines your objective, meaning what the goal of your marketing efforts is for, what results are you looking for. The strategy outlines how you will implement your marketing system, okay? It also discusses when you will implement your marketing system, what time frame that it needs to happen, and who are you trying to attract with this system. It outlines all of that. Then it also outlines the tools that you're going to use, the marketing materials that you're going to need. It outlines all of that, and then from that you create your marketing strategy and put it on a calendar. Now you're ready to divide that calendar up into months, weeks, and days, and that's what lets you know what needs to be done for your marketing, okay? That's what gives you clarity. Very, very important. And, of course, last but not least, and what are the main priorities, developing a marketing schedule for consistency. So, ladies, listen, marketing has to happen 24/7. It can't stop just because you've got to stop and go service the client. This is why sometimes we see complete silence with our business. We are busy helping another client, and then after we serviced that client and got paid for that client, we're so happy with the payment. But then we turn around, and guess what? Nothing else is happening. Well, it was because your marketing stopped, and you can't do that. Let's move on. How do you find your target market? Because I know a lot of people have this question. I'm going to quickly go over that. Well, I've mentioned so many times on the show the importance of knowing your target market. It's important because it allows you to focus on the right group of people, okay? It's also important because you can invest your marketing dollars wisely when you know who your target market is and perhaps where they hang out at. You can get in front of them at that point, which is so very, very important. And lastly, on why target marketing is so important and having an idea of who that target market is, you can create new products and services based on demand, knowing what they want. That's going to help you in the long run to make more money. So there is no easy answer to find out who your target audience is, but what I can share with you are some resources to get you started in finding that target customer or client. Number one, I think that you should consider developing a survey to learn how your current customers have found out about you, what services they use, what services they need more of, how do they learn about you, from what source did they find out about you. All of those things help you to really know where to better market them to them. The U.S. Census Bureau is also a really good source. They have so much information, and they have it already broken down by state, city, age, business, geographic, and so much more. So you can also visit, if you're trying to learn more about a specific group of people or your region or your city, visit census.gov. That's census.gov, okay, census.gov. The next resource is Google Keyword Tool, one of my favorite places to share with people. Using this service, you can drill down what type of products or services are being searched for online and what specific keyword phrases are being used. Now, when you enter in one keyword or phrase for a search, it will also pull up other relevant keywords and phrases that you didn't even think about. And so, therefore, why is this so important? Well, from an online perspective, it lets you know what keywords and phrases you're using so that people can find you. So to go to Google Keyword Tool, you enter in just that, www.googlekeywordtool.com. Next, something that a lot of you may not know about is Google Analytics, okay? Google can provide you with a code to place on the backside of your website. So you may have to get your webmaster to help you with this. Once the code is on the backside of the site, Google can track where your visitors are coming from, how they were referred to your site, such as with the referring website or page. Now, this really helps with online marketing because if you're using something like social network, blogging, or online advertising, you can actually see from Google Analytics what's working and what's not. And, of course, you'll focus on what's working and do more of it. To learn more about Google Analytics, simply go to google.com, and then when you see the search bar, put in Google Analytics, and it'll pull up for you. So I have given you what I consider some of the major things that you need to be thinking about in reference to focusing on your marketing. So what happens when you have an incredibly low budget and you can't effectively market without more operating capital? Well, ladies, this is when you really need to start looking for more money. A micro business loan, zoning your marketing to a particular group or area instead of trying to market internationally, right? Or trying to market nationally, going smaller, right? And zoning in your own backyard right where you are and stretching out from there. I think that's very, very important. But what you don't want to do is you don't want to ineffectively run a business and keep doing the same thing, getting the same results, which is nothing, over and over again without stopping and examining what's wrong and what you need to do to be a better CEO for your company, okay? Very, very important. The other thing I want to say, and this might be hurtful to some of you, but if you don't have the money, if marketing is really key, and of course it is, it's key for your business, then you need to slow it down and perhaps back up and not do the business right now until you can save up to effectively operate and make the business work. Now, with that said, if you're already in the middle of it and you've got some customers, then what you need to decide is how can you better use referral marketing strategies? How can you get your customers to refer more people to you? Very, very important, okay? Now, a few words on being a solo entrepreneur. Here's what you need to understand. You need to work with a marketing professional. Perhaps you can't afford to retain them continuously, but you're going to have to find the money to retain them to help you develop a marketing strategy and then discuss how you can implement it, because a marketing professional can help you to cut down on all of that time it's going to take you to try to figure something out that you don't know anything about as of yet, right? A marketing professional is going to help you figure out who your target market is and what are some of the creative ways that you can market. And then they'll share with you some easy tools and what are some of the cost-efficient marketing materials that you can use. So you're going to need to have possibly a consultation with someone to help you with that. So get prepared and let's make it happen, right? The next thing, again, I think Faith asked a very important question in reference to, is there a good time of day or how do you function when it's just you? Automation is key. The better you can automate your marketing process as a solo entrepreneur, the better the results that you will get, provided you're marketing to the right audience, okay? And last but not least for solo entrepreneurs, it's so important to contract the services of a marketing virtual assistant, someone that knows how to do more than just type, but they have experienced marketing and implementing marketing strategies such as social networking and implementation of advertising campaigns and that type of thing, because you need to be doing what you do best. And so if you provide a service, you're going to have to be in front of the customer providing the service. If you make products, then, of course, and you're a solo entrepreneur, you need to focus on doing some of that, and you may need to hire the services of a marketing and sales individual. I've given you guys a lot of information, I know, and I've gone kind of fast with it, but you will be able to re-listen to the show, but it was my heart's desire to really lay upon you the importance of focusing on your business marketing. Ladies, you can't do without it. So if you're not getting results, I can guarantee you marketing or the wrong kind of marketing has something to do with it. Put that together with not having the right target market and you're not going to get results, right? So let's get to it. We've got about 3.5 months left before the year ends. It's time for you to start preparing for your 2014 strategy. Well, right after this quick musical intro, you're going to get my inspiration affirmation for the week. ladies, I'm sticking with the same affirmation, which is so powerful. A lot of people have emailed in and said, Trina, read it more and more on the show. Here is the affirmation for this week. Throughout my business activities, I will have focus and clarity. I will follow my vision, set my goals, and take the necessary actions to accomplish them. I am confident. I am clear. Once more, throughout my business activities, I will have focus and clarity. I will follow my vision, set my goals, and take the necessary actions to accomplish them. I am confident. I am clear. Well, ladies, I hope that you have enjoyed the show today. I would love to get some of your comments, some testimonials. That would bless me so much. You can send them to T as in Trina, T Newbie, that's TNEWBY, at womenaboutbiz.com. Give me some feedback and some comments. And, of course, if you have questions about the show or about the topic that we talked about today, send me that email as well, and I'll get with you. Again, congratulations to our two winners of our Power of Focus book, Zena and Noreen. Those books will be coming to you, and somebody will be calling you after the show. I feel so blessed to be able to share this information with you, and I want you all to put it to use. Start implementing your marketing strategy. Last but not least, I want to remind everyone that if you have not had a Power Talk, that's an energized, complimentary 45-minute session with me. What are you waiting for? Get on womenaboutbiz.com, click on Coaching Center, and in the right-hand column, just click and schedule your Power Talk right away. Well, we're a little bit over, and that's all I have for today. Know that I love you, and all I want for you is to have peace and all the abundance that your life can hold. This is Trina Newby, your success coach, saying have a productive week, ladies. Take care.